Today on Courage.
He looked me in the eye and said, "Your quality of life is not what I'm concerned about. It's saving your life."
Mark Newcomb, this former military officer in a fight to save his life. See how his body became a battleground. The enemy, cancer.
I remember them wheeling me out of my room and out the front door. And as they took me out the front door, at that moment, at that one moment in time, I really didn't think I was going to ever see my family.
Hear how Mark got the upper hand and is now winning his battle within.
I'm a firm believer, if you want to get better, you will. And if you don't want to get better, you sure as heck are not going to. You have to believe.
All this and more today on Courage. Welcome to Courage. I'm your host, Brenda Snow. And today I have an amazing show for you, and I can't wait for you to meet our guest. His powerful and emotional story, well, it really touched me. Let me give you a little bit of background about Mark. First of all, he's like a real man's man. You know the kind. He's a seasoned military officer, very strong. He spent his career serving in the Navy as a JAG attorney. Well, and his life seemed perfect. He had a rewarding career, a beautiful wife, three healthy kids. But the life Mark worked so hard to build came tumbling down with one word, cancer. Colorectal cancer was attacking Mark's body, and the fight was really hard. Some dark days lay ahead for Mark, but he built his entire career on being courageous. And his fight with cancer, well, that was no exception. So it's my honor to introduce you to Mark. Let's take a look. So I know for a lot of men, you know, it's hard to have that acceptance, and I'm gonna need to have emotional and candid conversations and not be the ultimate provider for my kids and my wife. So you went into this first doctor's appointment kind of feeling like,
Well, it was long enough between the time I was diagnosed and the time I finally went that I had a lot of, I still feel good. I really wasn't sick. I wasn't, I didn't feel bad. Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time on the toilet, but, you know, I'm a guy. I read. It was no big deal. I went through chemotherapy and radiation for 6 weeks, and then they took me off of treatment for a month before the operation so that I could heal. And like most guys, I decided that was when I was going to go back to work. So I did, and the partners in my office were wonderful. They were very supportive and
very humble
and very easy. Yeah, it's very hard to go from being very productive to being unproductive and feeling like you have to depend on everybody else to get through the day. And I mean, literally from driving to getting dressed to eating.
Basic.
Very basic things. I was clean for, let's see, February to, I guess about 14 months.
Months, that's what I thought.
Yeah, about 14 months. The second diagnosis was easier to hear,
but still,
and harder to deal with.
Exactly. What would you say, you know, for people that are listening to your story that have a reoccurrence, like, how do you mentally and physically dig deep to get through that? Because it's like the last thing you want to hear.
You have to remember what you fought through it the first time for. It's funny. In retrospect, it almost seems like my first decision to go through treatments was, it wasn't a decision. It was just something
just
I was going to do. It was
what
you do. When we left, it wasn't that I wasn't going to go through treatments. It was going to be how I lived with it. How did I get through it? Mm-hmm. And why did I want to? I wanted to because of Joni, because of my kids. But it's always about what you want. And I'm a firm believer, if you want to get better, you will. And if you don't want to get better, you sure as heck are not going to. You have to believe. And whether you call it faith or a positive attitude, it's about you. Because you control it all.
So tell me, Mark, what was your darkest time? Kind of like really the...
The absolute worst time in all the treatment, I remember them wheeling me out of my room and out the front door. And as they took me out the front door, at that moment, at that one moment in time, I really didn't think I was going to ever see my family again.
Your house or your family?
My house, my family, my kids, however you want to look at it. I knew that I had just said goodbye. And obviously that didn't happen.
I know, but that's so
but it was
tough.
It was the, you know, it's funny. I was absolutely sure I was about to die, and I couldn't tell you why.
Yeah. And you'd been fighting so hard.
Yeah, it had been a tough couple of months before that. I was very lucky. They took me back. Eventually, they took me to the local hospital, and then I had a... The one thing that helped me was they sedated me. I can't remember what they gave me, but it was really good. Talking about bathroom stories, Joni and my friend, our friend, were there in the room with me, and I lost all control all over the bed. And it's wonderful. Dougie's a good friend. She better be, because at this point in life, she's seen me at my absolute worst.
Like we always say on this show, it's good to be able to try to find some of the perverse humor in all of this. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, courage is having a sense of humor about what's going on in some ways.
Yeah.
Because if all you can do is look at the dark side of it always, you never get past it. Mm-hmm. You have to find a way to say it really wasn't, it wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Bad is a different outcome. Bad is I'm not sitting here talking to you. Bad is my children grow up and have their own children and me not see them.
What's happening now? How are you doing? How long have you had to, you know, have you been in remission?
I've been in remission for 3 years. I just went for my three-year checkup last month.
Awesome. What is your best advice, like kind of your inspirational words of wisdom that, you know, you want people to think about?
Believe you can be better. Believe you can beat it. If you believe you can be better, you can. If you want to be better, you can find a way to be better. The body is this amazing thing that God gave us, and it will find a way to be better.
And what is your hope for the future?
Have grandchildren?
I thought so.
Looking forward to it. My oldest son got married this last summer.
Congratulations.
And
that must have been a big,
it was a great,
big
it was
day
a,
for you. And a big emotional and a physical win.
Yep. It was a tremendous thing to be there for that wedding. JT married a beautiful girl. Heather is a wonderful person. They're going to make wonderful parents, and I'm just happy that I have the chance
to be
around,
to be grandpa.
Watch Mike and Amy grow up and be successful. Yeah.
And you're going
start to really enjoy being alone with Joni.
Yeah.
It's nice being.
She deserves that, doesn't she?
Well, she does.
Yeah.
She's managed to get through a lot with me. We've lived a pretty busy life over the last 27 years. I was in the Navy. We moved a lot. We've lived in this house for 14 years. It is the 11th house we've lived in out of 27 years.
Yeah.
So we've moved. She's been all over the world with me, and she's never really had the opportunity to really relax and enjoy it, and we're just starting to. So I'm looking forward to that.
And you're going to keep fighting?
I'm not going to have to fight anymore. Right now, I'm 3 years in.
Yeah.
I haven't had any signs of disease in the last 3 years, and I believe I'm never going to again. And if I do, I'll just go back and attack it again. I'll fight again, because the one thing that I have learned is that every single day is precious. Every single day is a gift. Every day that I get to live with Joni and JT and Mike and Amy and Heather. Don't forget your daughter-in-law. That would be a bad thing. But my family is important to me, and that's really what gets me through.
And like you said, that's courage.
Day to day, every single day, just live it.
I love Mark, and I love his powerful, emotional story.
And if you got emotional too, don't worry about it. You could see me crying, and well, I'll probably always cry on this show. When I think about Mark's takeaways, the things that really touch me is that power of positive thinking. I know that in my almost 20 years living with multiple sclerosis, I've had to be positive on days that I didn't even have the energy to. So having that strategy, I think, is so key. Also, taking charge of your own health. Be your own best advocate. Be the captain of your ship. I think that's critical, and I hope you took that away from Mark's story. And finally, well, a sense of humor. You know, there's a lot of things about living with a chronic illness, particularly cancer, that aren't fun, and trying to see the lighter side of things, I think, helps. So I want to thank you for joining us today. And if you want to see more courageous stories, head on over to courage.tv. You can watch past episodes and you can stay up to date on what I'm bringing you in the future. Now also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And we're always looking for amazing people to be on the show. So I'm sure you're an amazing person if you're watching this and you know somebody amazing. So if you have that courageous story, send it on over. I'd love to hear it. So send me an email at brenda@courage.tv. And from everyone here at Courage, thanks for watching. I can't wait to see you next time. Bye-bye.